This is St. Louis Public Radio. It's no secret that Lacey Clay and Maria Chappelle Nadal haven't seen eye to eye on the issues or in the political arena. Now the two Democrats are putting their undefeated electoral records on the line in a battle for Missouri's first congressional district seat. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum takes a look at a contest that's heavily influenced by the unrest in Ferguson.
It's a bustling morning at a Starbucks in Ferguson, and there's a familiar face behind the counter. Dressed in a green apron, Congressman Lacey Clay is holding court with the coffee chain's employees. It's the type of meet and greet that's probably standard fare for Clay, who's been in elected office for nearly 30 years.
I'm confident this time that the voters will make that decision that they want me to continue to represent them.
Clay has represented the St. Louis and St. Louis County-based 1st Congressional District since 2001 and is hoping to extend his time in public life after the August 2nd Democratic primary. He points to public policy victories, such as the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency relocating to North St. Louis. And he's not shy about talking up a political apparatus that's helped him win every election he's run in since the 1980s.
I'm proud of my political organization, my field operation, and I know we will be successful on August the 2nd.
There is a fellow Democrat who's trying to make sure Clay is unsuccessful next month, State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal of University City.
Beautiful car.
My old, it's 25, Ruby is 25 years old, and she acts like it too.
I met up with Chappelle Nadal as she was gathering door knockers in her old Volvo. This relic of a vehicle has been a staple of her hard-fought state house and state senate races, all of which have been successful. She's putting her unblemished electoral record at risk because she thinks the 1st District needs better schools, a cleaner environment, and a more serious plan to fight economic disinvestment.
When you look at neighborhoods in North City, they look like the streets of Beirut. That didn't happen overnight. It's gotten worse over the last two decades. And when there are children who are walking to school and all they see are vacant buildings, what kind of impression does that leave upon them?
The 1st District Democratic primary also includes Bill Haas, a St. Louis school board member who has run for numerous other offices. If he gets to Congress, Haas says he'd advocate for improving schools, bringing peace to the Middle East, and stopping animal abuse.
Why I do it is I care about the problems. I think I have contributions to make to help solve them. And what's in it for me is the satisfaction of doing an important job that I care about well.
It remains to be seen how Haas factors into this contest. But the real showdown may be between Chappelle Nadal and Clay, a collision course that's been a long time coming. The two clashed in 2014 over a bill overhauling the state's school transfer law. They also backed opposing candidates during that year's election cycle. Perhaps the biggest source of conflict between the two is how each official responded to the shooting death of Michael Brown. Chappelle Nadal says Clay should have shown up sooner when protests over Brown's death began to grip the nation's consciousness.
Now, I will admit there is no playbook for a human disaster like this, but at bare minimum, you show up. At bare minimum, you show up.
Clay says he was active on the ground and behind the scenes during the Ferguson unrest. That included sending a letter to the Justice Department calling for a federal investigation into the Brown shooting, a move he says made a big impact on how Ferguson operates.
What I think voters want is not a lot of talk. They want action. We know that some of the underlying causes for the unrest in Ferguson was the economic deprivation of the citizens.
Since the 1st Congressional District is heavily Democratic, the winner of this long-awaited primary will be strongly favored against GOP opposition in November. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.